Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after winning the 2024 Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament, their second win in the tournament over the past 3 years. And coach, this one was, you guys really gutted every single game out. You only won by 8 in the first game, won by 4 in the semifinal, and by 2 in the championship game. But starting off with the quarterfinal game, you guys get 31 points from Owen Dieters out of the 50 total points. She goes, I believe I had her for 12 for 18 from the free throw line. She was extraordinary in this one.
She was. She played well. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well early, and Owen's one. I'll give her credit. When things don't go well, she don't shoot the ball well. You know, one shot never affects the second shot. So she continued to fight and found a way to get some open looks, and she found a way to get to the basket a few times. You know, I think she was 12 or 15 or something from the free throw line, which really helped. You know, she got opportunities at the free throw line as well.
In that second game, the semifinals, she did struggle. She made the three-pointer to get over 1,000, but then after that, she went a little bit quiet. That was because Valley Heights really tightened up on guarding her. But then in the second half, I feel like she started to come back alive, and Tava Gibbs also was phenomenal in the second half of that game.
She was. Tava played well, especially well around the basket. She did a good job of rebounding the ball. You know, I thought Owen, Valley Heights, give them credit. I think that's probably about as good a man-to-man defense getting our faces as we've seen this year. And I think early on, especially, you know, the younger girls, it caused them some problems until they got into a groove, and it made it hard for Owen to find an open look after that first three. But, yeah, like you said, you know, the girls did a great job of settling in the second half, and I thought we did a good job of crashing the boards and finding a way to get some girls for Valley Heights in foul trouble, which made it a little easier, too.
Then in the championship game, I felt like the post play was one of the biggest factors for you guys. And as you mentioned, offensive rebounding and finishing around the cup as well with Josie Haverkamp, another player to throw out there who was just phenomenal down low. And she's young as well. How nice is it to have those assets who are so young and be so experienced almost in the way that they play?
Oh, it's good. You know, I said those freshmen get, I think every time we step on the floor, they get another opportunity to get better and better, and they've done a great job with it. You know, Clyde's a good team, and again, they went to a box and one, and it was different for us, but the girls found a way in the second half to settle in. And yeah, we just need some, I keep saying, we just need time on the floor. Those girls, I think, get better and better the more time we get to play.
It really was phenomenal watching you guys win against Clifton Clyde. That was their first loss of the season, and now no time off. I mean, you guys go right back to it on Friday, and you guys will be hosting Hanover. Your thoughts on this matchup as the Wildcats, they're no slouch. They finished third place in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, and I think it was a two-point game with them and Clyde in the semifinals, and they've got some length, and they've got some size, and they've got some speed. They've got some girls that can shoot, you know, on a good night. They'll give us a run for our money, and especially, you know, hopefully we get the same thing. We give them the same thing as well, and it'll be a good one. It'll be a good one to see where we're at. You know, they play a little more for that 3-2 zone, which we haven't seen too much of, and extended a little bit. So it'll be interesting again to see how the girls respond to a new defense, a new look out there on the floor.
And coach, how much confidence do you feel like you guys have being able to win this tournament and springboard yourselves into the second half of the season with as of right now, a 3-0 record in league play and a chance to possibly win a league title?
Oh, I think, you know, it builds their confidence. I thought the, probably more so than just winning, was the way they found a way to compete for four quarters, playing, you know, three games in three nights. And they know the expectation is that they're good enough to win. I was just worried, you know, what we would get in terms of a letdown or something somewhere along the way, trying to get those many games in that short time. But no, the girls have done great with it. You know, they continue to come to practice and work. And I think for us, it was a good gauge to see where we are, not only in the league, but in the state. You know, we played some good teams that are ranked in the state and their classifications, and it was a good tournament for us.
Great stuff. You guys have won 9 games in a row heading into the quote-unquote second half of the season. It's been a lot of fun watching you guys. Thanks so much for your time today, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jared.
That was Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winkland Oil Company.